So holding in Simon Shin Samach Beis Sefiyot.
At Im Osa.
Im Osa Tzuras HaPesach. So now he's going to deal with the next question is. So we have the spirits over here, and we're going to enclose it with the Tzuras HaPesach. This is the first time we're meeting Tzuras HaPesach in Hilchus Erevin. Feel the pirtzah yaseru mi eser. It's mutter. So the first opinion over here of the Shulchan Aruch is there's a Pesach works for a pirtzah, which is more than 10. He puts four poles in the four corners. Was a source of Pesach al kabayin, and then he made a source of Pesach from all around all the four sides. So according to the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, mutter. So in a place where people live, we're going to allow you to enclose it in order to use a source of Pesach on all four sides. Okay. In the case of Bika, we're not allowed to do that. It doesn't work. And La Rambam in Tzuras HaPesach Moel the Pirtzah Yosemi Eser Alim Kein Oymen Rubal Poritz. Okay, so it can if a Pirtzah is more than 10, so you need Oymen Meruba. If the Pirtzah is 10 or less, then even if it's Poritz Meruba, it'll work.
Maybe more than 10, you only need homemade kaparets.
If it's more than 10, according to the Rambam, appears to more than 10. It doesn't work unless it's Oymen Meruba. Okay. Fine. So, our modern Erev in most cities is not Oymen Meruba. So, according to Rambam, it would not work unless the Tzuras HaPesach, each one is 10 amas or less. So if you use your telephone wires, which is the standard operating procedure, the gaps between the poles are more than 10 amas. So according to Rambam, it's not valid. If you build your own Erev, then and you can afford to build your own Erev, and you're able to have the area and property to do so, so you can build posts which are within 10 amas of each other. And then you have to define what 10 amas is, how much distance 10 amas is. But you could do that, and then according to the Rambam, would work.
Is it clear that the Rambam is even okay if the Tzuras HaPesach is in 10 amas? Because the Pirtzah is still entirely open. So it's still completely parox. So does making the Tzuras HaPesach less than 10 amas really solve that problem?
Yeah, but the Rambam holds if they're less than 10 amas, you can have parts of Meruba. It doesn't bother him. So,
you say 10 amas, and I'm thinking, again, I work on the simple calculation, and a tefach is roughly 4 inches, a sich tefach amma is the standard one, and therefore an amma is basically 2 feet. So 10 amos would be essentially every 20 feet.
Okay.
Is that a reasonable assumption to make for this discussion, or
yeah,
it's unreasonable?
Fine. That's fine. Okay. Mr. Brewer and Gimel. So Tzuras HaPesach works. The reason why Tzuras HaPesach works is because it's not called Poritz anymore. We will see Mishabura multiple places. We talked about Tzuras of Pesach. He sees Tzuras of Pesach it's called enclosed. Now we spoke about yesterday. It's not called enclosed enough to get a din of an oimid to mevatel the parutz, but it is called enclosed regards to this issue of it's not an opening of more than 10 amas, which is not called a Pesach. It's the equivalent of a halacha as if there be a wall there, in regards to this thing. So there's no problem with that. There's more than 10. So it comes out that Tzuras HaPesach is what you're building, but what you're creating is not a Pesach. Because otherwise it's a very funny din. So I say, people don't make doorways which are wider than 10 amas. If you make a Tzuras HaPesach, then it's okay. Well, so many people don't make doorways more than 10 amos. The answer to Tzuras HaPesach makes it as if it's an enclosure. So it's like a wall. So it's a wall. Walls don't have a limit to how long they can be.
Question. You say people don't make doorways that are open more than 10 amos, 20 feet essentially. But we know that in industrial places, they probably do have doors that are bigger than 20 feet for certain industrial purposes. Is that not taken into consideration at all? Or?
No. No. And if you make an actual door, we'll talk about it. But we're not talking about doors, we're talking about openings. Plain, simple openings, we're saying. But we're going to give it a halachic status of a door as opposed to a doorway as opposed to an open, just a pirtza. Since the average usage is not like that, if it gets to the dinner of a pirtza.
Now you're saying, again, average uses. I'm thinking, I'm going to the extreme of saying, okay, they have a door, I'm sure, for the hangars that they keep, let's say, the space shuttle in.
That's an actual door. I'm not discussing doors. I'm discussing, I have a wide open, empty gap. So what do people call that? They call it a gap or they call it a doorway? Since for most people, most situations, it's called a gap, it's a gap. The fact that there are some usages that make it a doorway doesn't change it.
So again, it's the average uses. It's not for industrial use, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get it straight in my mind.
Okay. Now, Mutter, Nundalad, Afil Kishakol Arbarukha is Hoya Behen Protzes Kehlu. So we don't have a problem bringing the Tzuras HaPesach, which is more than 10 amas on all four sides. Tzuras HaPesach was, according to this opinion, will solve the problem. And then, furthermore, even if you just put, according to the Mechaber, if you just put four poles on the four corners and you put a Tzuras HaPesach on top of them, so your whole enclosure is just Tzuras HaPesach, it's going to work. Al Gabein is Mutter L'Talta B'Sochon, the Chitvanos Sheish Ben Pesachim Chashipi. We deal with it as if it's a wall with a doorway. Okay. Then he says, "V'hani mili b'chotcha b'bikol mahani," which all that all four sides should be enclosed with a Tzuras HaPesach. Ratzel Emer, Zanof Lukas in a situation of a chotzer. So he says the standard chotzer was not built with four Tzuras HaPesach, part of a chotzer that had walls. So where's the scenario of a chotzer that we're using these four, we're enclosing all four sides with just kundesim? The case was that the walls fell down. And therefore he made poles which will function with the Tzuras HaPesach. Since this is a place where people live and people need access, so it's not uncommon to have multiple access points, and therefore we can the concept of Tzuras HaPesach works over there. But by a bika, it doesn't work if all four sides are ayinei Tzuras HaPesach. Nunzayin. Afuke. But it's only problematic when it's actually all four sides just per Tzuras HaPesach. But the afuke
in the valley.
In the case of the valley. Im hoya hekav bit ketikura, there were actual walls. El sheish ben protzus yosem yeser, but there were gaps more than 10. Mahani tzuras haPesach, afilu babika barber ruchasel. So even though you end up putting a tzuras haPesach on all four sides, but since there are also walls, so then that's afilu hoya parts merub alayimit. Even if the parts is merub alayimit. So it'll work even in a beacon.
No Dr. Sean. No Dr. Kober.
So, it's interesting. The Mishabura's ratio to the safe is interesting. He says the heka was ketikunoi. It'll work, even though the openings are more than 10, and even though it's parts merubah. Parts of Ruba is not a heck. It's not a heck of Ketikunai, right? But that's what the Chazanish argues on the Mishabur because of that.
Fine.
According to the Rambam, the Shosapet does not work for a pirtzah which is more than 10, unless it's Oymer Ruba. The pirtzah yesem yeser. I will the peaser. Moral of Philip Parts Murba Lahmid. In the case of Esser, there are not more than 10. Even if parts Murba it works. A Philip Abika, a Philip Kolar Barucha is Ayadi Tsurus HaPesach. Even if you would basically just enclose the whole thing with just Tsurus HaPesach, according to the Rambam, it works as long as the length of the wall is not more than 10 amas. Okay.
The length of the Tzuras HaPesach is not
worth. That's a good point, Zvi. Thank you.
What was that
like?
Well,
let's say the length of this side was 20 amas, but you made two Tzuras HaPesach, each one 10 amas. It'd also be acceptable. It doesn't have to be just that it's 10 by 10. It could be 20 by 20 or 40 by 40, as long as each pole is within 10 hours of the next one.
Mm-hmm. All right, walls.
It's a Tzuras HaPesach. It doesn't need full wall, right?
It just
needs the form of a wall, right?
Correct. Pomemoyal Philip Pirtzi Yosem Yasser. I'll give you a scenario according to the Rambam where you can have a Pirtzi more than 10, where according to the Rambam would work. Okay. Then Baruch Shlishi Shal Mavoi. Mehani Tzuras HaPesach. Philadelphia and Kuloi Kishuma Foolish. Kimish Deya Tefana Shlemis. Kilakamon Simishin Samadal Sif Al. Okay, so. I'm not sure of the case. One second. So a case of a movie which is more foolish. So normally you're matra movie with a lechi or a kura at the one end. That's a movie which has a shenim of foolish, so it has three walls. On the fourth side, you're mounted with a lechi or a kerbo. But a movie which is mafoolish, so then you need to close off both ends. It's not enough to put a lechi on both ends. You have to put a source of pesach on one side, and then a lechi on the other side. So he's saying, on that halacha, you put in a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, even if the gap is more than 10 amos, it'll work, even according to the Rambam.
What was the question?
a mavi by definition in halacha is not a square; it's a rectangle, and the length is longer than the width.
An ama. I'm sorry.
A mavoi.
I'm sorry. Mavoi. Mavoi.
By definition, can't be a square. It has to be. If it's a square, it's like a chatzar, not like a mavoi. So we're saying that the two walls are shlemis, and then the two ends are open. But the two walls are longer than the rectangle. So they're the longer size of the rectangle. So you're going to have a concept of an Aruba over here. If you look at all four sides as one unit,
you
have an Arma Merubah by combining all the sides. The 20 amas long, 20 amas long is 10 amas, it's 11 amas wide. 11 amas wide. So your total aggregate of everything is 62, but there's 40 which are closed and there's 22 which are open.
Which way
So Mishnah Berurah holds you look at each side separately.
Right.
But according to Aruch HaShulchan, you look at the aggregate. So according to Aruch HaShulchan, this din over here, that we're saying the Rambam agrees that you can have a source of Pesach for something which is more than 10 amas, as long as it's Omer Merubah. Well, the scenario I just gave you, according to Aruch HaShulchan, it would be Omer Merubah. Right? According to Mishnah Berurah, that's not true. This side is not Omer Merubah at all. But since there are two Tefana Shlemis, so therefore we're going to allow a Pirtza more than 10. That's a chiddush to kedin.
Mishnah Berurah, even though he does not use the aggregate to determine that he would hold in that case.
Correct. So it's the mutter.
How is it not only renewable according to who? According to the Mishnah Berurah.
Mishnah, you look at each side separately. So the fact that there's 20 amas on one wall, 20 amas on the other wall, is relevant for the third wall, which is totally open. So that's very nice. You have 40 amas worth, and this is only 11 amas wide. But it's totally open. So you look at each side separately. This side is far as Maruba. Okay. Sorry?
Kulopar.
Elam Kain Armit. Anachalach is a Rambam. Shagam Nasa Smag, Basmag, who came? So, the sheet of the Rambam that we're concerned about, we can't allow Tzuros HaPesach, which are longer than 10 Amas, in a scenario of Poritz Meruba, you should be chashed for that sheet. Which is one of the. Some people are. The various different reasons why people don't use Siddi Erevin, this is one of the reasons why people don't do it. Because of the Sheet of the Rambam. And the Mishnah Berurah really holds that a person should try and consider Halach L'maaseh to keep the Sheet of the Rambam.
The other major reason has to do with definition of Rishis HaRevin?
Yeah, that's other major reason. Then there's some minor reasons besides that. Okay. Okay. Mem Aleph. Excuse me. Yud Aleph. So Yud Aleph is another important sif over here. We're going to define the definition of a Tzuros HaPesach. Ma'u Tzuros HaPesach. So what exactly is a Tzuros HaPesach? So the Mor says, Kana Mikan, Mekana Mikan, Mekana Al Gabeya. You have a reed on each side and you have a reed going across. You're very thin support on each side, and you have a thin wire going across, basically. That's Tzuros HaPesach.
Well, hold on. Doesn't it have to be a certain height? I mean, how many... I thought the I guess I'll call it... What do you call them? The two poles or the two...
Let's finish the sif.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. If you're in on the Gei Abahen, even if the cross beam on top does not touch the side posts. There's a gap of many amas between the top of the side posts and the cross beam. It's okay. As long as the side posts are each one or 10 tefachim tall. And they have to be directly beneath the cross beam on top.
Again, how many? 10 tefachim would be roughly 40 inches. I didn't know reeds grow that tall. Or it's not just a reed. It has to. It could be anything as thin as a reed, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming they're using reed as an example of something that was actually used. I can't imagine. I mean, I'm not an expert in this. I'm asking. Have you ever seen a 40 inch tall reed?
Mm-hmm. It's called bamboo. In Chibur Hakana Ha'Alyon, the Shnei Hakanim, Alechad Mehen Meinatzat. If the crossbeam on top is not attached on top of the side posts, but rather it's attached to the side of the side posts, to two of them, or even to one of them, minatzat. Instead of being attached on the top, it's attached to the side, even near the top, lamahani. So it has to be sitting on top, or being has to be directly positioned. That's underneath, that the beam is across, it was on top where the poles are. So she accomplished her son in Chazakim, the Kabbalah's Kalshu. The side posts have to be strong enough that theoretically you could attach some type of a doorway to this area and it would work. That's why they're called Suras HaPesach. Filo Shalkash, or Shalkonim, even though the door that you're attaching would be made out of straw. Be extremely light. Oh, kana shagabe gabon, shagabe kolshu, afil gami mahani. But the kana shagabe, but the crossbeam has no strength requirements. Even taking a piece of a gami, which is a type of a plant which grows, has a fibrous type of a plant. There's like so. You can make long threads out of it. Not too much substance to them. It's still acceptable. Okay. So you can imagine that a lot of Hilchos Tzuras HaPesach, we just learned a lot of them.
Gemi is a reed or a rush?
Yeah. A flimsy one. Kanamikan Samach. I'm not bothered by Mishabur, who says the fact that one pole is higher than the other, and therefore the crossbeam is placed at an angle that's still acceptable. Now, the question is there any limit to that? So the Shaar Tzion in Sivkot Memvov, he brings Chalusha of Kiveger, Mistabek in Munach Harbe B'Shipua. But he does have a question in the case where it's a significant angle. So maybe that might be a different halacha. And Ayin Shoma Shekosim B'Shem Areim.
What? Top cross?
The two poles are of different heights. And therefore the crossbeam is placed at an angle. So we said it's okay. But the Mishabur is speaking from Kreger that Kreger is Masupik if it's a significant angle. It's not a gentle slope, but it's a significant angle. Maybe that has a different halacha. The argument being that it's lacking in Tzuras HaPesach. You know, most doorways are not made with one post this high, one post as high, and the lintel going across like this. So
avant-garde architecture.
Right, exactly.
crazy architecture, okay?
But he says that if the horizontal piece was in fact horizontal, the end, the side that's over the short kind of is like resting against the wall, then that definitely works.
Correct.
Why?
If you make the fact that one pole is taller than the other doesn't automatically mean that you're going to necessarily make them in a slant. I can have a situation where the shorter pole is near a wall, and I can run the rope, which on top of the taller pole, all the way across and attach it to a eye hook in the wall, and it's above the lower post, which is shorter, so it's directly above it, but it's not touching it, and therefore the cross beam is horizontal. It's not it's not sloped.
We're talking about making out of a gammy the cross.
We're not discussing right now the material at this point in time.
Something you talked about.
That was before, yeah.
What, the cross beam? The pole.
The cross beam. We spoke of the cross beam being made out of a gammy. Okay. So the mice, the Kreger leaves it, excuse the pun, leaves it hanging with a sophic, right? Rabbi Cutler Zatzal said that up to 45 degrees he was comfortable having the angle of the... Till up to that point, it's more horizontal than it is vertical. So that's acceptable. So once it's more than 45, and I think 45 is much more also, so then it's more vertical than horizontal, so that's a problem. So that's what he has his cutoff point as such. Now, it's not clear that Mishnah Berurah agrees with that number, that Mishnah Berurah is willing to be makel so far. He holds that that's a problem. We'll see later on in the Shaar HaTzion. Okay, let's hold it here. I'll pick up after Marv.